There's a debate heating up in New York City over pedestrian plazas in Times Square. You may have been to them. You've probably seen them on TV. They were put in 6 years ago by Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who cut down the number of lanes for vehicles going through Times Square in favor of these pedestrian plazas and cafe tables. But the current mayor, Bill de Blasio, says he is now considering taking them out.
I am unhappy with some of what's happening in Times Square. You could argue that those plazas have had some very positive impacts. You could also argue they come with a lot of problems, and a lot of the surrounding business community has certainly cited those problems.
Joining us now is Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, why does de Blasio not like these plazas all of a sudden?
Well, the public issue that's come to the fore is really the nudity. You know, the New
nudity.
York Post, the tabloids have been running photos, of course, running on their cover, photos of the very thing that they're denouncing, which is this kind of panhandling, which is topless women, though you don't necessarily know they're topless because their tops are completely painted over in an American flag design and maybe some other designs, being kind of aggressively panhandling in these pedestrian plazas. So they're like, do you want to pose with me? You know,
right.
And
he thinks the way to get rid of them is to just take out the plazas altogether.
Yeah. So Times Square has been Disneyfied, as I think most of America knows, over the years, and it's considered a very family-friendly place now. And so that's the issue that the tabloids have been raising. De Blasio, I think, was never a big fan, even though he's very progressive himself on transit issues, traffic issues. A big fan of these plazas. I think some of the businesses around there don't like them, and I think he thinks it's disruptive to traffic without really enhancing pedestrian safety. So he may be using the nudity issue as an excuse to pursue a traffic agenda.
But let's go back to the case that was made when they were installed. This is what Mayor Bloomberg said back in 2011, a couple of years after the plazas went in.
Air quality improved slightly throughout Midtown, but really significantly in Times Square that we've been able to where we've been able to reduce the number of vehicles. Let me also point out that in Times Square and Herald Square, the number of traffic fatalities has dropped almost to zero, and it used to be one of the most dangerous streets in our city.
So there are clearly positives from having these pedestrian plazas.
There are. Mayor de Blasio has been having a very bad couple of weeks in the media. People have considered him testy and unresponsive. His poll ratings have been going down. He may be using this, at least there's a theory that he's using this, to latch on to a populist issue, if this really is a populist issue. I'm not personally convinced of that, but of people not being happy with sort of the tone and decorum of Times Square to, you know, get back on the populist side of things and say, I'm going to do something about this, by golly. And in the meantime, he does see downsides to the pedestrian plazas, like I said, with some of the businesses not liking it. And his police commissioner, Bill Bratton, was saying yesterday that Broadway shouldn't be a dead-end street. The famous Broadway, which runs from uptown to downtown in that part of the city, should be a through street. So there's that kind of, you know, cultural nostalgia, maybe you'd call it.
Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. We'll see what happens in New York with these pedestrian plazas. Brian, thank you.
Sure.